727. Broadcasting live all across our country, this is Home Talk on the Genesis Radio Network. Ganook Products, the manufacturers of the Ganook Tool Belt Hook, present the Cajun contractor, the guru himself, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the guru himself, the host of the show, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
All right, I want to welcome all our affiliates, and especially you, my loyal Home Talk audience, for joining us today on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network here at GCNLive.com. Also on the World Wide Web, this is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King, a fully licensed contractor. Along with my expert guests, we take calls and emails from homeowners all across the nation, answering your questions on repairs, remodeling, new construction, or just about anything that pertains to your home. If you'd like to participate on the show, our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. Also, you can email me your question or comments. My email address is michaelking@hometalkusa.com. Also, we invite you to check out our website at hometalkusa.com. And while you're there, if you need some additional assistance, I welcome you to go to our Home Help Zone, where we offer tips and advice 24/7, 365. Also, I can direct you to the most useful, innovative products, service companies, suppliers, manufacturers on the market today. Amanda, we have a fantastic show for you planned this hour. Later on, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have my good friend, Mr. Al Patterson, with the National Kitchen and Bath Association, talking a little bit design of kitchens. And then right now, we're going to have Julie Eidner with Mortgage Education. We're going to talk a little bit about mortgage deficiencies and repossessions, and if you happen to be delinquent in your mortgage, some steps that you can take to handle your mortgage company. Got a couple program notes. Next week, we're going to take off for the Thanksgiving holidays, so we're going to be running a best of Michael King. So next week, when you tune in, we will have a rebroadcast. But what we're going to do to make it special, that if you want to go ahead and go to my archives at GCNLive.com, all you have to do is pick out a show, go ahead and email me, and whatever votes that we get for a particular show that you want and topic, we're going to go ahead and play it. And also I want to mention that this show is aired live, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock Central Time, right here on GCNLive.com. That's when I'm in the studio, that's when I'm live, and that's what I can take your calls and emails. And finally, I'm so proud that we're going to be starting our television show. We're going to be on the Cox Cable cable network, and in New Orleans, it's going to be on Cox 10, and it's going to be every Saturday morning from 9:30 to 10 o'clock. So it looks like the weekends are going to be packed full of home improvement information, trying to help you with your questions, emails, repairs, remodeling, new construction, just about anything that pertains to your home. We definitely want to welcome WIST 690 AM in New Orleans, Louisiana. That's tuning in right now live. Out on the West Coast, we have KCAA 1050 AM in San Bernardino. And we can't forget about our good friends in Panama City Beach, Florida, WLTG 1430. And now let's get to our guests. We're going to talk to Julie Eidner with Mortgage Education. Julie, welcome to the show again with the Cajun contractor Michael King.
Michael, what a pleasure it is to be on with you today.
Well, I'm kind of working you hard today, huh, Julie?
Yeah.
I want to thank you that, you know, we do two other network shows during the course of the day, and you've been with me all day and talking something, you know, that's really a serious matter, and that's mortgage delinquency. And we have some staggering numbers, well over what, 7 million people woke up this morning that can't pay their mortgage bill.
That's right, Michael. There's a lot of folks. You know, bad things happen to good people, and hardship really has no regard for your social standing. You know, when I'm out in the business world and I meet other colleagues and they say, what do you do? And I say, oh, I work with homeowners who are experiencing a default or unable to make their mortgage payment. Everybody goes, oh, low-income, rural housing deals, right? And I said, no. I deal with all kinds of people. I've worked with attorneys. I've worked with doctors. I've worked with singers and movie stars, all kinds of people. It's just when hardship comes, It has no regard for your social standing or your financial status.
Yeah, because, you know, when you purchased a home, you could have had one financial status, and then you could have had something to alter that, maybe a divorce, maybe you're unemployed, or maybe got underemployment, illness. There's a whole bunch of factors that you simply are not in the same financial classification you were when you first bought the house. So all of a sudden, you get delinquent on your mortgage, and now the mortgage company wants to foreclose on your home. But there's a term that really, deters me a lot, is that when it's that term called deadbeat. And when somebody is maybe behind on their mortgage note or whatever, the industry kind of classifies them as, hey, he's just a deadbeat. But that's a term that, like you said, I really don't like because there are some factors that could have played into your financial situation.
That's right, Michael. All kinds of things happen to people. Some people get divorced. Some people are unemployed or underemployed. Some people have a death in the family. Sometimes it's military deployment. One spouse is overseas, working, serving, giving their life to protect our freedoms, and then the other spouse left behind taking care of the house and the kids gets a little behind. They get a little overwhelmed. You know, we need to take the initiative and help these individuals, and part of that is getting the information out, which, Michael, you're doing a great job of getting this information out to your listeners because a lot of them are listening today, and if they're not experiencing a hardship, I bet they might know somebody who is. They might know somebody who has cancer or AIDS.
Yeah.
And their medical bills and their drugs are so expensive that they can't afford to make the mortgage payment and pay for the medication, too.
Well, let's jump into this right now. I woke up this morning and, I can't make my mortgage payment. Or maybe I just turned over 31 days late. Now I'm seriously delinquent. I'm thinking about just taking my keys and putting it in an envelope and mail it to my mortgage company because they're threatened to take the house. I'm trying to work out an agreement with them. They don't want to hear that. They just want me to, if I don't get it up to date, then they're going to go ahead and foreclose. So what do I do? What direction do I need to go? And give me some tips of how to handle this situation.
Well, the first thing that they should do is go back and get a statement from when their loan was current. Because when your loan is current, the 800 number that prints on your mortgage statement is the 800 number to customer service. And their job is just to get you where you need to be. So if I found out today I got a letter from the tax department and they said they had raised my property taxes and I have an escrow account, I would want to contact the mortgage company so they could adjust my escrow. So at the end of the year, I didn't wind up owing them money. Well, when I called in the customer service, they would transfer me to the taxes and the insurance department. If I got a letter from a foreclosure attorney, they'd transfer me to the foreclosure department. If I couldn't make my payment, they would transfer me to collections. And it is collections' job to collect your payment, not to help you, but to collect your payment.
Okay.
So what you need to do is go back and get that statement from when you were current and call that number to customer service. Now, when you're in default, the number that prints on your statement is the 800 number to collection.
And that's the number you do not want to call. Repeat, do not want to call, right?
Right, because see, their job is just to collect from you. Hey, if you were behind on your car payment, would you call the repo man?
No. That's right.
It's the same thing. Those people are paid to collect your payment. What you need to do is when you call in the 800 customer service line, don't put your loan number in because, you know, the automatic attendant is going to come on and say, thank you for calling the mortgage company. Please enter your loan number. If you enter your loan number, the computer is going to recognize that as a delinquent account, and it's going to route your call to collection. That's not where you want to be. Instead, don't put any numbers in and don't say anything. Eventually, a live customer service rep will come on the phone, and you say to them, hi, I really need to speak with somebody in the loss mitigation department. And remember, don't give them your loan number because if they plug it in.
Hold it right there, and then we're going to continue this conversation. We've got to take a break. That's my cue. We're talking to Julie Ironer with Mortgage Education. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. This is Home Talk Radio on GCNLive.com. I'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with Lasmed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Let's face it, everyone needs insurance. An unexpected loss could cause financial hardship and destroy years of hard work. Why not turn to the company that can fill all of your insurance needs? Welcome to North Shore Insurance. Comprised of highly educated professionals completely devoted to fulfilling your insurance needs, North Shore Insurance provides commercial, builders, business risk, workman's comp, homeowners, auto, boat, commercial vehicle, health, and life insurance. Rest assured that North Shore Insurance will make you feel secure in the knowledge that your property, and most importantly, your loved ones are protected. Their vision for the future is to be the best in the services that they can provide for their customers. After all, success is built on shared values, mutual trust, and the best in quality services and integrity. So why not give North Shore Insurance a call today at 985-641-5157 and let them help you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
If you want to jump into the gumbo pot and participate, our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King, a fully licensed contractor, along with my expert guest. We do take your calls and emails from homeowners all across the nation, answering your questions on repairs, remodeling, new construction, or just about anything that pertains to your home. Our guest this segment, we're talking to Julie Eidner. She's with Mortgage Education, explaining to us basically how you should handle your mortgage company in case you are in a delinquent status or you're basically facing home foreclosure. I do want to mention that we do rebroadcast this show every Sunday from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time right here at GCNLive.com every Sunday morning. So if you happen to miss Home Talk on Saturday and You want to find out what we talked about and all the topics that we discuss, all the experts, we welcome you, GCNLive.com, every Sunday morning, 7 to 10 Central. Now, let's get back to our guests. We're talking to Julie Eitner with Mortgage Education. Before the break, you were talking about how to make that initial call to your mortgage company. And basically what you suggest that you do is do not talk to the collections department. The department you need to talk to is the loss mitigation department or the workout department, the loan workout department. You know, they might have different names, but that's basically where you want to go. And what you said is that the number you should call is not the number on your late statement or your statement that you get that you're in default, your collection statement. You want to basically call Julie, write the number that you first got when you was basically up to date, because that's going to take you to the customer service department. So once you get to this customer service department, that's where we ended the conversation. So I finally called the number. I'm at the customer service department, and what do I do now?
And now, typically, the very first thing they're going to ask you when they pick up the telephone is for your loan number. I would not give them the loan number. What I would say instead is, before I give you my loan number, could you just transfer me to the loss mitigation department, because that's where I really need to be? At which point they're going to either transfer you directly there, or they're going to say, let me give you the direct 800 number into that department. And now you're going to be talking to the people who get measured and bonused by the number of people they help.
Okay.
Now, they're going to ask you for some information. They're going to ask the homeowner to complete a financial statement. They're going to have to list on there their income, their assets, and their monthly expenses, and they're going to have to send that in along with 2 months bank statements, 2 months pay stubs, and the last 2 years tax returns. And what we're looking for is we're just looking to see that they really are experiencing a financial hardship. And it's almost the opposite of when you applied to get the mortgage. You know, they wanted to see all those documents to make sure you had assets, that you had income, you could afford to make the payments. Now we're looking to see that something really has happened, and you cannot afford to make those payments. So you're going to have to send that information in. Now, you touched on something right before the break, and I would like to go back to that for a minute. You know, you need to really encourage the listeners. I'm trying to encourage every listener out there, if you're in trouble, go ahead and call the mortgage company. Don't be afraid. Don't be embarrassed. You know, they're there to help you in the loss mitigation department and try to help work things out for you, because, you know, your credit score is really important. You know, it used to be 10 or 15 years ago you only had to worry about that when you bought a house or a car. But now it's more important than ever. I had a friend who was in the grocery store business. They moved here to North Carolina. He went down to the grocery store, and on a Friday they hired him. Very first one he went in. Asked him if he could come for the manager's training the following week, and he showed up for the training. 2 days into the training, the manager came and pulled him out and said, I'm sorry, I can't give you the job. The reason is we pulled your credit report, and we see you're behind on a few items, and our store policy is we do not give the keys to the cash registers to employees who are having financial difficulty. So your credit score can really hurt you. They really need to be getting in touch with the mortgage company and trying to work this out.
So the loss mitigation department or the workout department, whatever you want to call it, their job is to basically try to get you current and figure out creative ways to do that. So once you can get to them people and you provide that information, then there is some programs, and they're going to base their decision on your current financial decision. Your decision might be a temporary fix. You might be off for 90 days, or you might be off, you know, it just depends on your situation. So there's some things they can roll the loan back to the end of the loan. They can have interest-only programs. So the thing is don't despair. Don't feel like basically that you should mail in your keys, because you got to remember your home has equity. Your home is getting equity. It is a savings account, and you don't want to lose your savings account. And you know, that's the department that really can help you out.
That's right, because it's an opportunity missed. And, you know, I've worked with people who haven't even been in default. Well, a couple of years ago, I got a call from a mortgage company, and they said this young couple has called in. They've called to tell us that they're not going to be making the next three payments. They have a four-year-old daughter who has leukemia. The doctors have done everything that they can do, and they're giving the child only 3 months. The mother and father had been to their employers, and they had been approved for 3 months' family leave. But on the family leave, you're only guaranteed your job when you come back. You don't get paid. So they were calling in to say they weren't going to be able to make the next three payments, and this is why. And we were able to advance the money, went to the mortgage company. They put it into suspense account each month as the payment came due. They took the money out of suspense and applied it. Those people never went into default. They never had a derogatory statement on their credit, and they called me and said, you do not know what you have done for us. We can spend the last 3 months we have focused on what is the most important thing to us instead of having to take call after call after call from collector and have to rehash this every day.
Well, look what I did with my personal experience with Hurricane Katrina with my house. Same situation. Now, we had a federal mandate of 90 days, so we got 90 days worth of relief, so I didn't have to make my mortgage payment for 90 days, but obviously we're talking 20 months now. So after the 90-day period, the mortgage company was basically contacting me personally and said, hey, you know, you need to start making your payments. Well, the insurance company did not pay for the insurance work, so I needed all this work to be done. So I took your advice, Julie, and what I did is I went to the mediation department, and I got a year deferment. Well, when I got that year deferment, I took my mortgage payment. And then each month, instead of me doing the mortgage, payment, I was taking the money and fixing my house due to Hurricane Katrina. So basically, I got my house fixed back on the money that my mortgage, my monthly mortgage notes was paying. So the bottom line is that the insurance company still hadn't paid yet. So it is a problem. So you can get real creative with this.
Yes. And they really are there to help homeowners. And, you know, there's lots of other people, Michael, who are in the same boat you were in. Good folks who work hard, and it just so happened that storm came through and demolished their house. They can't afford to make a payment for an apartment and pay for the house, too.
Well, we have a lot of listeners in New Orleans right now, WIST 690, listening to the show, and I know they have homes that are destroyed, and all they're doing is sitting on a vacant lot and still have to make their mortgage payments. So, there is some things. But, Julie, we're going to go ahead and hold you. We've got to take a break, but we're going to hold you just for a second and get some contact information when we come back. Can you stay with me just for a couple minutes?
Sure.
Good. Julie Iden of Mortgage Education. Let's go ahead and pay some bills. You're listening to Home Talk here at GCNLive.com with the Cajun contractor, Michael King. I'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
My house had termites. Terminix fixed the damage. Termites are gone. 1, 2, 3. Music to my ears. Yeah.
There's nothing like an expert. Pete is to music as red beans are to rice. And Terminix is to termites as spring is to the swarming season.
Time to call Terminix, the termite eradication experts.
Terminix features Termidor and a lifetime protection guarantee that covers both Formosan and native subterranean termites.
Call Terminix for a free home inspection. The latest techniques, all backed by a simple agreement. If new damage occurs, Terminix will repair it for you. Free. Protect your home like mine. Terminix and me, sweet harmony, like good jazz.
Terminix, protecting homes and property here for more than 50 years. Call the experts today. Terminix Pest Control, 834-7330.
Time to call Terminix, the termite expert.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
I want to welcome our listeners in Blackfoot, Idaho, that's listening on KSLJ 690 AM. Definitely want to thank you. We have Pocatello, Idaho, also on KSSL 1260 AM. Ramsey, Illinois, WRTH 93.3. I want to thank our guys for tuning in to the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. Also, if you have an email question or comment for me, my email address is michaelking@hometalkusa.com. As always, we do invite you to check out our website if you need some ideas and tips. It's 24/7, 365, and you can do that at hometalkusa.com. Also, we are streamlining on the World Wide Web, so if you're sitting around and you're not by a radio and you're by a computer, all you have to do is go to gcnlive.com, click listen, and we are streamlining on the World Wide Web. Our guest today, we're talking to Julie Eidner. She is with Mortgage Education, giving us some good ideas and tips on basically how to handle your mortgage company in case you're in default. Julie, you gave us some great ideas, but we were running out of time. I was up against the clock. But give us some contact information if they need to get some more information.
Your listeners can find me a couple different ways. Michael, they can go to your website where you have your tips, and under your tips I have the top 10 misconceptions. There'll be some information on there, and at the bottom they might find my website address, which is www.mortgageeducation.com. And the last E of mortgage is the first E of education, so there's only one E in that website address. Or they can call our office at 919-556-4822, or they can email me directly at jiden@nc.rr.com.
Well, great, Julie. I know you mentioned my website, and I know a lot of information is there, and you hear me keep advertising about hometalkusa.com for information, and I want to thank you. We have that information posted up there, and I know you visited many times. Does my site really help you out too, Julie, on information you're trying to find?
It sure does. And Michael, I can't thank you enough for being the advocates for consumers like you are, because you're really getting information out that we need to make smart decisions.
Well, that's good. With Julie, don't be a stranger, and we'll see you in a couple months.
Thank you, Michael.
Julie Eidner, Mortgage Education. Make sure you check her out. But now on the phone I have Mr. Al Patterson. He is the incoming president, the 2006 president of the National Kitchen and Bath Association. He is a certified master kitchen and bath designer. Al, are you with the Cajun Contractor right now?
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you doing today?
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for coming back on another network. You are the president of the National Kitchen and Bath Association.
Yes,
I definitely want to talk about y'all guys, because y'all are doing some great things. Y'all are putting out some good information, some good education. We're going to talk kitchen and bath, because when it comes to building or remodeling, As we're going to discuss, kitchen and bath is number one on the list. That's what people do. But they got to get some education before they start tackling these big problems. But first of all, let's talk about the National Kitchen and Bath Association and exactly what your organization does.
Well, Michael, the National Kitchen and Bath Association represents and provides services to all segments of the kitchen and bath industry. So that would include kitchen and bath products manufacturers, dealers, wholesale distributors, cabinet shops, fabricators, installers, everybody, anything that's in our industry. We support and help educate all those folks. Basically, we provide them education, networking opportunity. We also provide leadership training for because this association is a volunteer-run organization. We provide leadership skills for all of our volunteer leaders and our chapter officers, and we provide a lot of tools for all of our members to just make their make their job a little easier, and also more importantly, just to give the consumers some confidence that when they're working with a National Kitchen and Bath Association member, that they're working with somebody that's sort of on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, and also know all the things that are going on in industry. So they're sort of on top of everything all at the same time.
Well, let's talk about kitchen and bath remodeling. It is the number one expense when it comes to home improvement repairs. Remodeling is your kitchen and bath. But basically, it all boils down to return investment.
Yeah.
Why should I remodel my kitchen or my bath? I mean, if I renovate these things, do I have a good return investment on my money? Does it increase the value of my house? Maybe the potential of selling my house? So basically, is it worth it?
Absolutely. And in fact, the other day I was reading Money Magazine, and their quote in there talks about the fact that the bathroom is the first item to be renovated in homes these days, and kitchens are number two. But return on investment, typically in a bathroom, depending where you are, some variables, but basically 100 to 102% return on investment, and kitchens can be anywhere from 90 to 100. So it really depends on what you're putting into it, the kind of project you're working on, the area you're living in, those types of things. But it is, no matter what, it does give you a good return on investment.
Well, it's been my experiences of remodeling and doing stuff like that that the realtors will tell you, the Realtors Association will tell you, if you're trying to sell your house, the kitchen and bath is the first place you want to pay some attention to, because it can sell your house a lot quicker.
Yeah, I think, people will walk into a home that's being newly renovated, and they get the sense that, they can just, basically move in, everything's there, it's new, it's fresh, it gives them a good feeling, and certainly that has a lot of value to it.
Well, if I'm going to remodel my kitchen or bath, where do I start? I mean, how do I go about doing it?
There's several ways you can, places you can start. The nice thing about the National Kitchen and Bath Association is that we have a great website, and it services not only all of our members, but also the consumer as well. And so somebody who wants to get started in this project, any kitchen and bath project, can simply go to our website, and they can get a free consumer workbook. And inside that, it gives them some tips on, how to get started, how to, do some budgeting. It gives you a bit of a sketch pad so you can kind of play around a little bit with the space that you're looking at. So you can walk into an NKBA member dealership and have some information ahead of time. And, of course, it's always good to, there's so many magazines out there. There's lots of great television shows, great radio shows out there that give some good information. So gather information up that way as well. And when you go in to start on your project, then you've got at least some information to start with.
Great. Well, let me ask you this. I understand that kitchen and bath firms are pretty diverse, to be honest with you, that do most kitchen and bath firms build just kitchen and bath products? I always wondered that. Or do they work in other areas of the home as well?
Yeah, it's once you've got access to cabinetry, then you can pretty well use that in so many other places in the home. For instance, another area that's really growing rapidly these days is media centers and media rooms. Everybody's going for those large televisions. They need something to build those into, and so that's an area that we're spending a lot of time in as well.
We're talking to Al Patterson. We're going to have to take a short break. Al, when we come back, we're going to talk about new trends with kitchen and baths. Our guest today is Al Patterson. He is the president of the National Kitchen and Bath Association. This is the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're listening to me here at GCNLive.com. I'll be back, and please, don't touch that dial.
Hey, folks, I have a fairly simple question for you. How long would you feel safe with an intruder in your home threatening your family? You should know that a burglary occurs every 15 seconds, and in more than half of all burglaries, thieves kick the door in to get inside. What if I tell you there's a product out there that will virtually make it impossible for your door to be kicked in? Well, let me introduce you to Door Jam Armor. This unique four-piece system enforces the existing doors of your home and gives you the security of a steel-frame door at a fraction of the cost. The Door Jam Armor system also doubles as a very inexpensive remedy for door jams that have already been kicked in. Whether you're a homeowner, landowner, or a contractor, Door Jam Armor makes sense for you. This product will save you time, money, and possibly your life. Door Jam Armor. Visit their website at djarmor.com or give them a call today at 1-888-582-7667, 1-888-582-7667. This product fully endorsed by Michael King.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-4604. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-4604. That's 1-800-771-4604.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, if you want to jump in the gumbo pot right quick and participate on the show, our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. Also, we invite you to check out our website. It's 24/7, 365 at HomeTalkUSA.com. While you're there, click the Home Health Zone, where we offer them tips and advice on pretty much anything that has to do with your house. Answer your questions on repairs, remodeling, new construction. Our guest today, we're talking to Mr. Al Patterson. He is with the National Kitchen and Bath Association. We're talking about the association and also giving us some good tips and advice on how important an investment can be to your house when it has to do with remodeling your kitchen and bath. But, Al, let's talk a little trends right now. I mean, what are some of the new trends in kitchen and baths that's going on right now that you're finding? You know, you're being a certified master kitchen and bath designer.
In several areas. First of all, I think in cabinetry what we're seeing is a lot of medium to darker, richer colors in woods. I think we've gone through the phase of having light maple for a long time, and of course before that, medium oak. And I, you know, we see a shift now more into the warmer, richer tones in maples and cherries and other woods. That's probably, in cabinetry, that's probably the, one of the biggest changes, other than just other technologies and new drawer systems and those types of things. But probably the biggest change in our industry is in appliances. That's one of those things where, you know, just going to get a standard fridge or a standard range or a standard dishwasher isn't really the norm anymore. There are so many other appliances out there. We're seeing kitchens that have under-counter wine coolers, wine captains. We're seeing kitchens that have more than one dishwasher. If somebody's, you know, does a lot of entertaining, and the kitchen is a large kitchen, and sometimes we're seeing a second sink and a second dishwasher in there so that they can clean up a little bit faster and, you know, get out of the kitchen a little bit faster. And we're also seeing a lot more built-in appliances. That seems to be more towards the norm. You see more of the integrated appliances with door panels on there. So basically a dishwasher or a fridge can disappear in the kitchen. And also I think probably one of the more exciting appliances that we've seen in the last little while is a microwave drawer. Instead of having the microwave sitting on the countertop or sitting on a shelf or built in, it's a drawer that looks like a regular drawer. Basically it pulls out and you've got a microwave inside there. So
it's amazing.
It's a space. Yeah, it's a great little feature.
Well, what I noticed too is, not to get off the subject, in the past show that I went to, more interest is starting to, technology-wise, computerization-wise.
Right.
It looks like the bath has pretty much been left out over the period of years. We simply do wallpaper, maybe put some new vanities, a new tub, some wallpaper, paint, stuff like that, you know, tile. But what's happening is the technology is finally getting to the bathroom itself, what they're capable of doing now, bath computerization. I mean, I've seen a system where I can be driving in my car through my computer, you know, can get my water started, my bath water started. And
exactly.
if I want my temperature to be at 90 degrees, you know, when I get there. So technology is really... are you finding that it's starting to put a little bit more into the bath technologies?
Yeah, I was mentioning earlier that one of the tools that we have for our members is every year we have what is basically the world's largest kitchen and bath show related right to our industry. And when you go to these shows, what you see is a lot of upgrades in technology in not only the kitchen but in the bathroom as well. And that expands out even into the laundry room area. You're seeing more and more laundry rooms that have washers and dryers that are raised up, easier to get into. Cabinets that you can, you know, basically you can do your own dry cleaning at home that you can incorporate right into your laundry room. So, yeah, we're seeing that in all different aspects of the industry.
Well, let's talk about that. We only got a couple minutes left about this trade show that I keep hearing about. I was not too much familiar with it till you brought it up, but it's the Kitchen and Bath Trade Show, and I think it's going to be what, in Las Vegas this year in 2007.
Las Vegas in 2007, yes. And basically, it's a show that's geared just to our members and non-members attend as well. But it's basically just geared to the trade. And last year, for instance, we had about 900 exhibitors there. So, of course, when you're walking around, you're seeing, if all the exhibitors only have one new thing, that's a lot of new products to see. But, of course, they have multiple products to view. So in a three-day span, we walk around and just see what's the latest and the greatest, because one of the challenges for a consumer is to all the different products that are available to them. You know, what do I put into my specific kitchen or my specific bath? What's the best for me type of thing? Again, they have so many choices. So what we do as certified kitchen designers or certified bath designers is to help them through that process and pick the products that are going to be the best for them for their particular situation.
Well, that's going to be May 8th and 10th in Las Vegas, 2007, right?
Right.
Well, I hope we can work out something. I like to try to go do that and bring my live show over there because, you know, we do about 30 trade shows a year, and I think that would be great for me because the only time I see kitchen and bath stuff is obviously when I go to the National Builders Show in Orlando every year, which we're going to be there again this year in February. So, we definitely thank you, Al Patterson, for being with Home Talk. Don't be a stranger, and maybe we can get you on as a regular guest and keep us posted.
Thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate this opportunity.
Fantastic. Al Patterson, National Kitchen Bath Association. Well, that's my cue. When I hear the music, I got to pay some bills. And whenever you get a chance, so let's go ahead and help out our sponsors of this show, because without them, this show would not be possible. This is Michael King. This is Home Talk at GCNLive.com.
Are you looking for a new home, but you're not even sure where to begin looking? Well, then look no further than Harvest Builders International. With over 30 years of experience, the staff at Harvest Builders will work hard to provide you with the modular home of your dreams. They have many different floor plans to choose from and will also design customized floor plans, providing complete design flexibility. When it comes to cost and production, a modular home is far superior than a stick build. With homes starting as low as $54,000, a time frame of only 6 to 8 weeks for delivery, and only taking 5 days to set up on your land, you can clearly see that a modular home from Harvest Builders International is the only way to go. Even with these accelerated schedules, a modular home is stronger, more energy efficient, and less expensive than a stick-built home. For more information and to see the amazing quality of a Harvest-built modular home, please check out their website, harvestbuildersinternational.com, or give them a call at 1-866-943-9898.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. This is the Cajon Contractor, the originator, not the duplicator. We do take your calls and emails from homeowners all across the nation answering questions on repairs, remodeling, new construction, or just about anything that pertains to your home. And we want to welcome everybody back, but I have a very disturbing email that I received this week from a young lady. Her name is Clara Bronson. She lives in Mandeville, Louisiana, and I think I want to read her story. This is common across the country on contracting fraud or contractors want money and not doing the type of quality that they should. Let me go ahead and read this and you decide. And I'm going to try to help her out. Due to Katrina, my home was crushed by pine trees. I signed a contract with a local contractor and verified that they were licensed with the state licensing board. I paid $5,300 for the work to begin. The contractor began the repairs of my home while I was out of town. He said another $20,000 was due. They went ahead and mailed another $10,000 to the contractor. And as soon as the mortgage company would release the other $10,000, he would get paid. But when he returned, when they'd returned the trip and saw the quality of work, they called the contractor. They were very displeased with the contractor, the type of work the contractor did. And the bottom line is, the contractor didn't want to return the call. And when he did call, he wanted the next $10,000. Bronson requested an itemized list of work that has to, you know, be completed, the materials that were purchased. The contractor didn't want to do that, so that was not their the way of doing business. The bottom line is the contractor put a $40,000 lien against the house. They pulled all the permits, threatened the sewer, put a lien, and all that bad stuff. So she did contact an attorney. When the attorney got involved, the contractor basically knows how to work the system, so he's just going to go ahead and delay this. And now she can't get her work done because she can't get a permit. The permits have been pulled. Her FEMA occupancy has been pulled. So she is in a tremendous bad situation. Her question to me was, is there any other agencies that can help resolve this issue? Because she's still unable to live in the home. So this is how I respond to her. I mean, she's got a multi-problems here, but we try to help her. But I was definitely sorry to hear about her experience, but it is common, and maybe we can all learn from this. But there is help. When she did contact the attorney, it was a good mood, but he's going to have to act quick on some things. First of all, I advised her I wouldn't worry about the lien, because if the attorney can prove negligence on the contractor, then the courts will remove the lien. Another agency that couldn't get to be involved could have been the licensing board. I recommend her call the Louisiana Licensing Board, since it is in Louisiana. They are a licensed test state at 225-7631. And I also advise her to go against the contractor's insurance. So I'm going to keep us posted. I'm going to keep Ms. Clara posted, and we're going to try to help her out. Well, that about does it. We have one in the can, two to go. We want to thank all our affiliates that have tuned in. And for those affiliates that are staying, hey, we got 2 more hours to go of the best in home improvement information. This is the Cajun Contractor right here at GCNLive.com. See you shortly.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. What if I tell you that there is a gutter system that you can install that can prevent leaves, trash, and falling debris from ever clogging your gutters? That's right. It's the Freedom Filter by Gutter Plus. The filter installs neatly and snug inside the gutter. I have seen over the years overflowing gutters causing expensive structural damage and also promoting mold growth. But that's why I want you to call my friends at Gutter Plus today at 866-405-5727. That's 866-405-5727.
The idea